Daddy? Are you busy? I know you're studying for a test, so of course you're busy. It's just I really need to talk to you. Yeah. Now. I'm sorry. Please. I'll try to be quick. I'm sorry. You know that I really like you, right, Daddy? And you like me. I mean, I make you happy, right? Okay, good. What? I'm sorry, I'm just not very good at confrontation, okay? Well, I mean, I don't mean for this to be confrontation, really. I just... Hey, can you stop writing for a second and hear me out, please? Okay. Okay. I'll just get right to it, okay? First of all, well, why do you make me call you Daddy? I mean, I get it, kinda. It's some sex thing, right? And that's okay. I knew you liked it, and so I agreed, but, then you wanted me to, you started wanting me to do it all of the time, and, well, you're, like, a couple years younger than me. Isn't that kind of weird? Come on, don't look that way, Daddy. I'm just asking a question. No, it doesn't have to change, I guess. It's just, well, it's kind of humiliating. Yeah. Seriously, I'm like 22 years old, senior in college, and you're 20. I'm a sophomore. And isn't that kind of weird? For me to call you that? For me to call you Daddy? Yeah. Well, I know you like it, but... Honestly, I mean, sometimes it seems like... Well, I don't know, but... Maybe you like forcing me to do it more than me actually doing it. It's just what it... Well, not forcing. I know I don't have to, but... I know I'm not making any sense. Look. I just have this feeling that it's not about what I call you. Okay? It's more about... Well... Just what I said. You wanting to make me... Squirm. Uncomfortable. Is that true? Is that what you like about it? Well, I'm not questioning you. I'm not trying to, I don't know, shame you or anything. But all I'm saying is just, like, maybe we could find something else for me to call you. You know, some other honorary. Like, sir or mister or master? I mean, any of those would be better than Daddy. You've got to know that I hate that. Fuck. I'm sorry. Oh. You're saying I was right then? You do like it. Because it makes me uncomfortable. Okay, that's honest, I guess. and weird. It's weird. It's not my bag, you know. I'm into some weird shit, but Oh. Maybe just me telling you that I hate that word, using it, it's just making you, I don't know, want it more, but what I don't get is, like, why? Why? But I don't like it. I just said, I told you, I hate saying it. Okay. Yeah. I know that we've talked about it before, and I know that I said that it gets me a little flustered and horny, I guess. I don't really understand why, but I mean, it's not that I like it. It's more that I'm starting to get used to it, and that makes me feel a little icky. Ugh, you know, squicked out. Yeah. Okay. No, it's okay. I'll keep doing it. Calling you daddy. I guess I kind of am used to it now, so. I'm cute. Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but thank you, I guess. Okay, daddy. No worries. I was just asking, you know. Oh no. Wait, daddy. I know you have to study, and I'm really sorry, but there's more that I wanted to ask you about than just, you know, the daddy thing. There's actually quite a bit more, and I just want to get it all out before I lose my nerve, please. Is that okay? Okay. Well, about the, gum I've been chewing, the stuff you order from Japan or whatever, Do I have to chew it all the time? Oh, no. I'm not chewing any, like, right this second. Why not? I just wanted to give it a rest. You know, I've been chewing so much of it lately, and God. It's just gross, daddy. I mean, who makes gum that tastes like what this tastes like? It tastes like sperm. What kind of sick pervert came up with that? And who chews that stuff? Well, I know I do, but that's only because you make me. I would never walk into a store and ask for the spunk-flavored gum, you know? I mean, no, I know you don't make me. You know I just want to make you happy, daddy. So, I do it for you. But I just don't understand why. Why do you want me to chew it? It makes my breath smell like cum. All the time. Is that what you want? Don't I get enough of it already? You know? After we have sex? Well, I mean, honestly. Honest now. Would you want to chew it? See? So why would I? You know? It's humiliating. It's degrading. And what makes it even worse is, again, you know, back to my uncomfortableness. You know that I think it's gross, but you made me do it anyway. You know what I mean. I mean, come on. I know that I can say no, but I don't like to. It's really hard for me. It wears me down, you know. Pushing back against this sort of thing, and God, that's just my personality, you know. I've always been that way. When I have to do hard things, I just think, well, I'll just get through it now, and in the end, it'll be worth it. But I'm not sure all this is worth it, daddy, you know. I guess this is really hard for me to say, but I guess I feel kind of taken advantage of. Well, you know, you want me to do these things? No, I know I don't have to do them, but come on, you know me, Daddy. I can't say no. I want you to be happy with me. I don't want to disappoint you. And but look, what makes me really scared is, like, that gum. I'm starting to get used to it. I'm starting to get used to all of it. Gum, calling you Daddy, those awful nasty names you call me when we're having sex. I'm even, you know, getting used to the fact that every single time you come, you want to do it on my face. And, like, none of this is normal, Daddy. But I'm starting to get used to it, and that really scares me. It does. No. But I don't like it. No, I don't. Look, I know I get wet, but okay, yeah, I know I come too, but that's different. That's just, well, I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's confusing is what it is, and it's humiliating and disgusting, and it feels like, I don't know, it feels like you're doing this to me on purpose. Like you know that I won't say no. You know, I get really horny sometimes, and then you try to trick me into thinking that I like it when you degrade me like this. But I don't, Daddy. I don't. What? What? No, I don't want to break up. I like you, Daddy. I like living with you and having sex with you, and I really like it when we snuggle on the couch and watch TV together. You know, talk about school, but I just wish some things were different, I guess. Like, it's not just the gum or that you like to finish on my face or the Daddy thing. It's more than that. Well, okay. Like, why do I have to dress up in these crazy slut clothes all the time? I mean, you know, I know it's just for when we're at home, but like, just for once. I'd like to be able to come home and relax. You know, maybe put a t-shirt on or a comfortable dress. Anything besides these embarrassing mini skirts and these block heels that you make me wear. I mean, look at these. Look. And this top is so tight. My nipples are poking through. I feel like it. Oh, fuck. I look like some kind of prostitute. Do you have any idea what this is like? Just walking around the apartment like this. Trying to make sure I'm clean and smooth and fucking chewing on sperm gum and looking like a complete slut while I make sure to stay away from the windows and just wait for my boyfriend to come home. You know, it's, sorry, my Daddy. That makes it even worse. I'm a slut waiting for my Daddy, right? It's just, it's, oh god, it's fucking ridiculous. And sometimes I have to wait, you know, like a long time. I know that you're busy, but I'm wearing the stuff and I'm waiting for you, and then I start to wonder, like, who am I doing this for? Nobody's there. It's just me. You're not even home. And then when you do come through the door, well, gosh, and sometimes it's fun, I guess, but it's just so demeaning is all. And that's another thing. Why don't you ever tell me what your schedule is? I mean, if you could just call, like, 10 or 15 minutes before you come home, I could get dressed then and be ready for you. And, you know, and I could, like, that would be an okay compromise, right? So at least when I'm sitting at home by myself, my breath doesn't have to smell like gum, and I don't have to walk around the apartment looking like a complete whore for anyone who walks by the front window. You know? Hmm? No, I know I'm always worked up. I'm excited when you finally get here. I know that. That's not the point, Nanny. No, it isn't. The point is I don't like being treated like that. I don't like being taken advantage of like that. No, I don't. And just because I get wet and stuff, it doesn't mean... No, it doesn't mean that I want it. It just means I'm starting to get used to it. And that's why I'm bringing all this up. It's scaring me. Daddy, it's terrifying. That gum. It's so gross, right? But I'm actually, like, starting to enjoy the taste of it. Like, all I can think about right now is opening the box of it, sitting right there, and getting another piece. Like, what is wrong with me? When I dress up like this, I'm starting to get so wet that I have to change my panties after an hour or two, or I'll, like, start making a mess out of my legs and start to smell myself. It's, like, mad. For real! Why are you laughing? It's not funny. It's not funny. Shut up. The whole apartment starts smelling like me. I dripped all the way down to my ankles the other day because all my panties were in the washer. Come on. You're being a jerk, Danny. I guess it is kind of funny, but it's also kind of disgusting. Like, I don't feel human when that happens. I just feel like an animal. An animal who can't control herself. And then... fuck. And then there's that dildo you gave me. Remember? The rubber one with the suction cup? Yeah. That one. The one from yesterday. I was... I was so mad when you gave that to me, Danny. I was. I know I didn't say anything because, well, I was just trying to be, like, a good girlfriend, okay? But I was mortified. Well, like, what kind of boyfriend gives his girlfriend a suction cup dildo and says, here, if you're so horny, fuck this while you're waiting for me? It was just so humiliating. Seriously. I threw it right in the trash. I was so upset, honestly. Like, I almost broke up with you that night. Uh-huh. But then, like, 2 hours later, you had gone to the library, and there I was, all dressed up in some whore outfit, and so horny that, I don't know. I pulled it out of the trash and washed it in the sink, cleaned it off, and I started fucking it. I hated myself for that. Honestly, I did. And it's only gotten worse since. You know, like yesterday. When you came home and caught me. I'm bouncing up and down on this freakish rubber cock on the kitchen floor, like chewing this big wad of gummified sperm. And when you came in, I was so stupid I didn't even see you. You just laughed at me. You called me a slut. And what did I do? I came. What is wrong with me? I don't think I've ever felt more disgusting in my whole life, Daddy. My stomach is tying itself in knots right now just thinking about it, realizing how lost I was. What I might have become. Do you get that? Do you understand what I'm saying? I hated it. Every second of it. But the thing is, I've gotten used to it. Anyway, that's why I decided to say something, finally. I don't like myself anymore. I don't even know who I am. I can't concentrate in class. My grades are fucking down the drain. My parents are harassing me about why I'm not graduating this semester. I'm just constantly preoccupied with trying to make you happy. Trying to make sure that I'm doing what you want me to do. So horny all the time. I'm chewing on this gum and I seriously think I'm starting to get addicted to it. And all you seem to care about is using my pussy and coming on my face. Is that what I am to you? Is that all I am? Just a tight pussy and a pretty face. It feels like it. Come on, just tell me the truth. Are you doing all this to me on purpose? Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for your honesty. I can't believe you just said that. Well, Mission accomplished, Daddy. I'm a slut now. Congratulations. And as long as we're being completely honest with each other, do you want to know what I think? I think you're a pig, Daddy. I think that you're disgusting. And I can't believe that I let you treat me like this. I'm so stupid. I'm such a pushover. No, I'm too nice. I always have been, and look where it's gotten me. I get wet for no reason. I obsessively chew on this disgusting gum that literally makes my breath smell like sperm. I'm calling my boyfriend Daddy and all. He doesn't call me a slut and come on my face. I mean, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing for you, Daddy. This is obscene. Well, say something. Is this what you wanted? This? You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know why I'm sorry, but I am. I'm such a slut. All I want to do right now is go and get a piece of that gum. Daddy? Is there something in it? The gum? I mean, you know what I mean? Something that's maybe messing with my head. Something addictive. It's okay. I won't be mad. I really want to know. I need to know if somehow it did this, or if it's just me. If this is really just me. So? Anything? You know what? It doesn't matter. I don't think I want to know after all. Either way, it's my own fucking fault. Why are you laughing? I worry too much. Well, thanks for the scoop, Daddy. You think I don't know that? You're a jerk. I need a piece of gum. Oh, that's better. Daddy. I know you're busy, but I'm really horny. I'm so wet. God. Can you please fuck me, Daddy? Please. Please. Here, look, I'll bend over the desk. Like this, and you don't barely have to move, you know? Pull my skirt up. It's easy. It's right there. Just fuck me. Please. Call me names. Come on my face. Laugh at me. Whatever you want. Do you see what I'm wearing? I'm a slut. I don't deserve any better. It can be really fast, okay? Just let me get off on your cock, please. I'm sorry about all that stuff I said before. I was confused. You know, I didn't mean it. Daddy. I like it. I like smelling like cum. And dressing like a toy. Honestly. Don't make me fuck that dildo again. It's so cold and lifeless, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, fuck me, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me like a bitch. Yeah. Fuck, pull my hair. Pull my hair and fuck me. Oh, pull my hair and then... Oh, I feel... Please, please, oh my god, yes. Oh, yes, yes, call me a slut. Call me a gum slut. Oh my god. Oh, fuck my wet cunt. Use me, Daddy. Blow my hair. Oh, use me. I'm so fucked up, Daddy. It was so messed up. Please, oh fuck. Oh, I want to taste your cum. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Fuck me. I want to taste the real thing, please. I want your cum. Fuck. Fuck. I want to know. Fuck. Come on, me. Come on, son. Come on, my face. Thank you. Oh, it tastes so good, Daddy. I love God. I love your cum. It's so sweet compared to the gum, you know. I like both. It's so good. Daddy, I'm gonna come too, okay? Please. Touch my soul. Oh my god. I like smelling like cum for you. Oh fuck. I'm disgusting, aren't I? No, I am. Don't backpedal, Daddy. Did I at least make you happy? Yeah? Okay. Well, at least I'm glad for that. Okay. Oh. Hey, may I please change all these clothes now? Okay, thank you. I'm gonna go, take a shower, okay? And you can get back to studying and... Oh. I left kind of a mess on the desk, huh? Oh, some on the floor, too. Sorry. I don't know why I'm sorry. I really don't. Anyways, thanks. I guess. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. I'll leave you alone, okay? Bye.